Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Tommy Two-Tone bringing us back. We're rocking and rolling and spinning platters here on the Small Business Advocate Show. A little bit longer. 17 till I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient and The Age of the Customer, all that's at jimblasingame.com. Steve Martin is here, folks. Steve is a 23-year member of our Brain Trust. We've already celebrated his 23rd anniversary. He is the Profit Pro, profitpro.us. He's the smartest guy I know, and we've been the beneficiary of his intellect and his graciousness and his generosity to share his words and his time and his thoughts with us over the last 23 years. Steve, we're talking about success and how to define it. And we talked in the previous segment about the fact that, yeah, success can be measured financially. I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem with people measuring their success with their ability to improve themselves financially. It's the American dream. There's no question about that. But another level that I think has to be balanced, and this is what I think what we ought to talk about is balance. And another huge element of success, once we stipulate that it's okay to be rich, there's nothing wrong with being rich or being independent. Once we stipulate that, then you got to say, okay, what's the balance? Have I made a difference? Have I helped anyone? Does anybody care about me? Does anybody love me? I know rich people that nobody loves. What do you think?
Well, Jim, I think you're absolutely correct. And when I look at a definition of success, I see your image. For 23 years that I've known you, you've been making a difference in my life. I can speak to that directly. Very positive difference. Just knowing you and being able to enjoy your wisdom and take it in has been wonderful. And that continues, of course, because you have such a library of interviews and articles and other written material that are a wealth of information going forward. But yes, it is a balance. Money brings you freedom and options. The question is, what are you going to do with it?
Money stuff is really just a scorecard. But how do you play the game? You know, I think about people playing on teams. Long after people forget who won and what the score was, you'll still have the memories of your teammates, even your opponents that you respect, right? You said it in the last segment. It's the humanity of it all.
Absolutely. And someone, and I apologize, I don't remember who said it, but you may not remember what they said, but you'll remember how they made you feel.
That's exactly right.
And yeah.
Or how you made them, and they'll remember how you made them feel. That's the other thing. You got to flip that around.
Exactly. So it's wonderful. And,
would one way to think about success is, when I die, will anyone care? You know, isn't that another way to think about it? When I die, will anyone care? You know, everybody doesn't have to like you. You're not going to go through life with everybody loving you. Some people won't. Some people are not capable of it. But I really think about that. And you know, another thing I think about is something in football. There's something called a coach's tree. This is where a long-standing senior coach has spawned other coaches that went on to be successful. And what about your leadership tree? What do you think about that, Steve? What about your leadership tree? Can you hang up your boots, can you look back and see other people who you led and inspired? What are they doing? How are they contributing? What do you think?
I think that's your legacy. Yeah, you're known. Eventually, I think your life after you leave the business or leave the earth is determined by those who carry on knowingly or unknowingly in a way that's been influenced positively by your life, by your actions, your deeds.
I've got a mentor that I used to work for, we haven't worked together in 34 years. And we still stay in touch on a regular basis.
I love it.
And I'm part of his tree. I'm part of his tree. I quote him all the time. I quote him all the time on this show. Isn't that something, folks? When you hear me say, sometimes you got a chance to fight, sometimes you got a fighting chance. That's from him. And so yeah. Anyway, what do you think, Steve?
I think it's beautiful. I think that's a legacy, and Jim, your legacy carries on, obviously. And I'm proud of you for making a move in terms of changing how you're living your life, how you're running your business.
Well, it's just the next step. I call it the fourth quarter. It's just the next step of work, because I do love working. But folks, Steve Martin is one of the premier volunteers on the planet. He is helping people through his connection with SCORE every day, and he's not getting a nickel for it. Now, you tell me what kind of tree that is. You tell me what kind of legacy, what kind of humanity that is. So I'm not going to let him butter me up here in this segment without reminding you. And I will tell you one other thing, folks. When I didn't know exactly how to go forward with this company over the last 23 years, I called one person, and he never failed to take my call, and he never failed to have clarity that helped me move forward. And that guy was Steve Martin. So the butter goes both ways, my friend. Tintel, I'm Jim Blassing, and I'll be right back with Steve Martin.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.